This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. If there was any question before how Turkey would line up with Iran, I think it was settled. The background is that Turkey's leader Erdogan is a despot eliminating democracy in Turkey. There was a coup against him that he put down, and one of the backers that he believed was behind the coup was here in the United States. Turkey demanded his extradition, which was refused. Erdogan then arrested an American pastor with what our government believes was trumped-up charges of espionage and what some see as tit-for-tat. Trump demanded his release, and officials of both countries had negotiated until Friday morning, when Trump announced that steel tariffs would be doubled to 50% and aluminum tariffs doubled to 20%. The Turkish lira crashed and the dollar surged. There were currency reproductions around the world. The South African and Argentine currencies, considered fragile, fell in sympathy. Argentine soybeans got 5% cheaper. The strong dollar is not good for ag prices. Is the Trump administration going to reimburse us for that, too? What Trump's action Friday showed was his willingness to use the leverage that the U.S. has in the world trade system to advance his policy. If you do not do what he wants, he will use U.S. financial power to punish you with retribution. Ignores all previous dispute settlement mechanisms, and is going with raw U.S. financial power to bully what he wants. The world will be revulsed by this and begin to think of the United States as a threat. If they fear us and think of us as a threat, they will trade less with us. Trump's stated desire for military domination of space will not go unnoticed by them either. Turkey may have to go to the IMF for financial help, and Trump can stop that too. There is a huge paradigm shift here with U.S. relations with the rest of the world. Trump's embargo of trade with anyone trading oil with Iran in November is going to be a big deal. Let's get a look at USDA reports. USDA put the corn yield at 178.4 bushel per acre. That was 2 bushel per acre above the average trade guess and about 2 bushel per acre below the high in the range of guesses. I would point out that in this report, plant population is much of what they consider. I had a southern subscriber tell me that he had great plant population, but was chopping it for silage, making 20 to 50 bushel per acre from drought. The August yield is a benchmark, and in a wet year, the northern Corn Belt is likely to be the best yield from USDA we get this year. USDA added 100 million bushel to feed usage and 75 million bushel to corn exports from the July report. Given the larger yield adding to production, it still increased the projected carryover by 132 million bushel to 1.684 billion, which was only 54 million bushel above the average trade estimate for the 2018-19 carryover. We are going to have to raise another record crop next year in order to keep the corn market depressed. The 40-week cycle low was set in July, and breaks in corn are buying opportunities. USDA put the soybean yield at 51.6 bushel per acre, well above the 49.1 in July and the 49.8 average trade estimate. They added just 20 million bushel to exports and 15 million to the crush, which had a little impact reducing supply. They put the soybean carryover at 784 million bushel, a huge 204 million bushel increase from July. Let's put that in perspective. Most expect China to have to buy 15 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans at some point. That is 551 million bushel of soybeans. USDA has that already built into their export projection, and still the carryover surges to 784 million bushel. This is going to continue until the trade war is resolved with China. USDA just showed how much leverage that China has in our soybean market today. Trump's tariff aid checks are not going to cut it. The damage is going on into next year and this winter, where there will be a lot of stress for farmers figuring out how to make finances balance. Like I have said, landlords, bankers, input suppliers, and even the rural Main Street is going to get drug into this yet. $12 billion in aid is not going to stop the recession from coming. World soybean ending stocks increased by 7.67 million metric tons from July to 105.94. That is more in carryover than China will use in an entire year. They're expected to pull down usage to 90 million metric ton. We are going to be switched from being the global soybean supply chain's first choice of origination to something less, a loss that will be hard to buy back when the trade war ends. I was hearing rumors that the soybean basis was weakening, but could not confirm that at the local elevator, 85 cents under for new crop. The spread between U.S. and Brazilian prices likely has to cover the tariff before Chinese buying becomes active again. That should mean prices going back to the July lows. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.